Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Wednesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord and never forget all his blessings.
It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's.
The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end. He will not be angry forever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins.
As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made. He remembers that we are dust.
As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower of the field. The wind blows, and he is gone, and his place never sees him again.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word.
Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works in every place where he rules. My soul, give thanks to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You have compassion for the sinner, Lord, as a father has compassion for his children. Heal the weaknesses of your people and save us from lasting death, that we may praise and glorify you forever.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
Lord, make me understand the way of your precepts,
and I will marvel at your wisdom.
From the book of Job. Job spoke, saying, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Are not his days those of a hireling? He is a slave who longs for the shade, a hireling who waits for his wages. So I have been assigned months of misery, and troubled nights have been told off for me. If in bed I say, 'When shall I rise?' then the night drags on. I am filled with restlessness until the dawn.
My flesh is clothed with worms and scabs. My skin cracks and festers. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. They come to an end without hope. Remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again. The eye that now sees me shall no more behold me. As you look at me, I shall be gone. As a cloud dissolves and vanishes, so he who goes down to the netherworld shall come up no more. He shall not again return to his house. His place shall know him no more. My own utterance I will not restrain. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea or a monster of the deep that you place a watch over me? Why have you set me up as an object of attack, or why should I be a target for you? When I say my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint, then you affright me with dreams and with visions terrify me, so that I should prefer choking and death rather than my pains. I waste away. I cannot live forever. Let me alone, for my days are but a breath. What is man that you make much of him or pay him any heed? You observe him with each day and try him at every moment. How long will it be before you look away from me and let me alone long enough to swallow my spittle? Though I have sinned, what can I do to you, O watcher of men? Why do you not pardon my offense or take away my guilt? For soon I shall lie down in the dust, and should you seek me, I shall then be gone. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My flesh is covered with rottenness. My skin is cracked and festering.
Remember, O Lord, that my life is like a breath of wind.
My life passes swiftly like a weaver's shuttle, and once it has gone, there is no hope of calling it back again.
Remember, O Lord, that my life is like a breath of wind.
A reading from the Confessions of St. Augustine, Bishop. Where did I find you, that I came to know you? You were not within my memory before I learned of you. Where then did I find you before I came to know you, if not within yourself, far above me? We come to you and go from you, but no place is involved in this process. In every place, O Truth, you are present to those who seek your help. And at one and the same time, you answer all, though they seek your counsel on different matters. You respond clearly, but not everyone hears clearly. All ask what they wish, but do not always hear the answer they wish. Your best servant is he who is intent not so much on hearing his petition answered, as rather on willing whatever he hears from you. Late have I loved you, O beauty ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you. You were within me, but I was outside, and it was there that I searched for you. In my unloveliness, I plunged into the lovely things which you created. You were with me, but I was not with you. Created things kept me from you, yet if they had not been in you, they would not have been at all. You called, you shouted, and you broke through my deafness. You flashed, you shone, and you dispelled my blindness. You breathed your fragrance on me. I drew in breath, and now I pant for you. I have tasted you. Now I hunger and thirst for more. You touched me, and I burned for your peace. When once I shall be united to you with my whole being, I shall at last be free of sorrow and toil. Then my life will be alive, filled entirely with you. When you fill someone, you relieve him of his burden. But because I am not yet filled with you, I am a burden to myself. My joy when I should be weeping struggles with my sorrows when I should be rejoicing. I know not where my victory lies. Woe is me! Lord, have mercy on me! My evil sorrows and good joys are at war with one another. I know not where my victory lies. Woe is me! Lord, have mercy! Woe is me! I make no effort to conceal my wounds. You are my physician, I your patient. You are merciful. I stand in need of mercy. Is not the life of man upon earth a trial? Who would want troubles and difficulties? You command us to endure them, not to love them. No person loves what he endures, though he may love the act of enduring. For even if he is happy to endure his own burden, he would still prefer that the burden not exist. I long for prosperity in times of adversity, and I fear adversity when times are good. Yet what middle ground is there between these two extremes, where the life of man would be other than trial? Pity the prosperity of this world. Pity it once and again, for it corrupts joy and brings the fear of adversity. Pity the adversity of this world. Pity it again, then a third time, for it fills men with a longing for prosperity, and because adversity itself is hard for them to bear and can even break their endurance. Is not the life of man upon the earth a trial, a continuous trial? All my hope lies only in your great mercy.
Late have I loved you, O beauty, ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you.
You called, you shouted, and you broke through my deafness.
The Son of Man came to seek out the lost and lead them to salvation.
You called,
you shouted,
and you broke through my deafness.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice, untroubled in her devotion, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.